This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A hurricane named Dorian is wreaking havoc with Floridians. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Shelves are clearing out, especially in the east coast of Florida, and people there know what it's like. What's going to happen with this? The Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for 26 counties in Dorian's possible path. He spoke to the press about storm preparations, and I'd have to say bravo to Florida. They do have some really good prep going on, and I think they're ready to take this monster on, if you will, but hopefully they don't have to. And, you know, the thought is you got to be prepared. Get 7 days, water, food, all that stuff, medicine, whatever it is you need, so that you are ready to roll should the unthinkable happen, because there's no way to completely predict this. You have to watch and see where it curves and where it twists, and it's looking that it could be almost as bad, though, as Andrew, and I'm hoping those predictions, which, of course, when you see the satellite images, it does look bad, but we also know sometimes that dissipates. But I wouldn't underestimate this storm, and it's being tracked heavily, of course it is, in empty shelves everywhere. Georgia, you could be getting hit with this too. The warm waters are what's so dangerous. It strengthens the storm, and then that's what creates the horrible situation. A Cat 4 could be disastrous. The winds, the water, all of that. So we'll keep an eye out and keep the best thoughts that we can possibly have for our friends in Florida, because we don't want anything seismic to happen to our pals in one of my favorite states. I have family all over the place, so they're getting ready for this. I'm headed to Florida next week at the tail end of the week to Tampa, and Tampa's one of the places where it's looking like it won't happen, but again, we know that there can be twists and turns, and I know some of you are listening to me in Tampa, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is nasty when it's nasty. That's the best way to say it, and I hope it's not. And as somebody who's been through a hurricane, I know exactly. I was a kid, but I know exactly what that is like. In the news, so to speak, flowing out in a different way from Washington, D.C., of course, China, and there are signs that there's going to be some talks to see what the next round of negotiations are for these U.S. tariffs. And there's going to be tariffs on some Chinese goods. That's supposed to jump into effect on Sunday. So it's going to escalate before it de-escalates. Let's hope that that de-escalates eventually, but that there is a good resolution to this whole thing. And I think when you look at China and what's happened in the past, at some point you do have to draw that line in the sand. But when you draw the line in the sand, economically, we look at what happens on the markets, and it's like a giant craps table, but the right numbers aren't coming up, and then the right numbers aren't coming up. And we keep seeing that again and again and again, and, of course, that's disastrous. We don't want to see that. In the meantime, a blast from the past, James Comey. A DOJ watchdog is saying that Comey broke FBI policy by keeping leaking Trump meeting memos. So we remember seeing the former FBI director on lots of different shows, including a elongated version of 60 Minutes. What's now being said is that he set a dangerous example for FBI employees in an attempt to achieve a personally desired outcome. This is from a report that was done. However, the inspector general found no evidence that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified info contained in any of the memos to the members of the media. The inspector general's office referred the findings of its report, this is how it goes, follow the bouncing ball, to the Justice Department for potential prosecution earlier in the summer. Prosecutors declined to bring a case. So they're saying, no, there wasn't a case. The seven memos had examples of what was going on in the White House and what the investigation was and what was the catalyst for the special counsel investigation when the contents of the one memo first appeared in the New York Times. And remember, if we go back 2 years, Comey testified at a Senate hearing that he had sent documents to a friend, Columbia University law professor Daniel Rickman, and directed him to share the substance with a reporter. So, of course, the president blasted Comey as a leaker for his actions. In fact, the tweet from the press was, "Perhaps never in the history of our country has someone been more thoroughly disgraced and exonerated than James Comey in the just-released Inspector General's report. He should be ashamed of himself," is what he said. Part of Comey's breach of FBI protocol came in how he kept the memos private among his personal property. He had kept four of the seven memos he wrote in a safe at his house, and he hadn't told the FBI he kept them there. After his firing, he eventually handed them over to the special counsel's investigation in June of 2017. So, of course, policy would be you couldn't remove those documents. And listen, Comey was one of those guys that there were people on the left that wanted to skewer him for what happened with Hillary Clinton and people on the right that want to skewer him. And then a few fans, maybe, in between, fans who got the memos, I suppose. And the report does show how he shared the memos after he would write them with only a very small group of senior FBI officials. He would give original copies of each memo that he wrote to his chief of staff, who would keep them in the locked drawer in his desk. But what was the objective in keeping the number of people exposed to the memos incredibly small is to insulate them. So, you know, in this whole Russian investigation thing, too, is that exploded. Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham, for one last kick, called it a stunning and unprecedented rebuke of a former director of the FBI. But that's old news. It's not old news about the whole leaking thing, because there was such a problem with leaking. And it does go to show, I mean, there's no question that certainly the one memo was leaked, and then the memos were taken out of the FBI, something that we skewer people for doing and removing that kind of property. So in some ways it was incredibly risky, because it could have gone the other way, but it didn't. So Comey was, in a sense, very, very lucky for that. Very, very, very lucky for that. And by the way, because we are about numbers on this show, I'll quickly throw this in. The president did confirm he plans to keep 8,600 troops in Afghanistan. We've talked about those numbers before, that he's planning to withdraw thousands, but he's going to keep that many. That's the number for at least the time being. He met with national security advisors earlier this month at his golf course to review the U.S. Taliban peace plan, and that's where we're at. Your thoughts coming up next in our mailbag segment.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag.
Once again, no surprise to me. I say this all the time, but I feel the need to express my gratitude. All of you that email the show consistently. It's the biggest email bag I've ever had, mailbag I've ever had, as you heard the term. So the mail room, if it was a physical mail room, I would be drenched in your thoughts and opinions about your life and what's going on in the world and how it impacts you. So thank you for that. Anybody that just tuned in, you can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's dive into it. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I heard you talk about Jesse Combs. I saw this cute woman on a couple of shows, and I was so impressed by her and the fact that she had no barriers. So she did die doing what she wanted to do in the desert, trying to break the woman's land speed record that was set a long time ago in the 70s. Very, very sad, however. Yeah, that... Jesse Combs was super popular. She hosted Mythbusters, Overhauling. You know, she's a renowned racer, and that's exactly what you're referring to. The women's land speed record is 512 miles an hour. That was done by Kitty O'Neill, and Kitty O'Neill just passed away last year at 72. So, gosh, so sad. She really, really wanted to break that record. She was posting about it. She was psyched to be there and doing it, and the engineers were working on everything. So she died doing what she loved, but very, very sad. So thanks for paying attention to that, and you know, absolutely. Here's another one. This one is from Patrick, and Patrick says, Kate, I know you're going to Florida, and you're, of course, paying attention to Dorian. That is supposed to really strengthen and slam into the great state of Florida as a Cat 3 storm on Labor Day. The Florida governor has already declared a state of emergency. What's your take on all of this? Well, my take on all of this is, people who live in Florida and people who have been through hurricanes, many of you listening in New Orleans certainly know this, and other spots in the United States where we air, South Carolina, etc. You track the storm. You make sure you're ready, because the scary thing can often be the flooding, the surge, all of that. And it's supposed to happen at the end of the Labor Day weekend, so we're talking Monday. It went past Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands on Wednesday and pretty much unscathed those areas. But they're saying it's primed to strengthen to a 3. And if that happens because of the warm air in the Atlantic, it could be really, really rough for our friends in Florida, maybe even southern Georgia. It just depends on the turn, because often a hurricane can turn. The path looks one way. It looks like it's going to slam into the east coast of Florida. But could it go over toward Tampa and the other coastline? Of course it could. It's slow moving when it approaches land, so it could dump more rain, bring more winds across Florida. And that's the key thing that people are watching. So stock up on supplies. Watch the tracking. Pay attention to what's going on. And, of course, we have many, many affiliates in Florida and great friends there. I have family and friends all over, and I'll constantly be updating you on all of this. But you just have to get ready for it, and that's what it is. I am hoping that it veers away, but hope is not a strategy in this scenario. You just have to be prepared. All right, here's another one from Sam. And Sam says, Kate, I heard you talking about the price of gasoline and how gasoline was really dropping. Isn't that interesting? The price of gas is at a big-time low right now. What do you attribute that to, and do you think that this continues? Well, it depends on the price of crude and what happens. You know, factors that affect gasoline prices can be all kinds of things, including, of course, the supply and demand. And crude oil is the number one thing, the cost of crude oil, because it's the biggest component of retail price of gasoline. So the cost of crude oil as a share of the retail gas price varies all across the country and regions, et cetera. Also, people forget about this. Taxes add to the price of gasoline. So what's your state, federal, local governments tax it, and it can vary there, too, as to what you're getting taxed with. So on average, taxes and fees can be 28 cents a gallon. Sometimes more than that. Refining costs, distribution and marketing, all of that. All of that goes into where you live, whether it's regular, whether it's premium, mid-grade, you know, all that is part of the whole thing that you pay, the overall of what you pay when it comes to gasoline. But yes, right now, in most parts of the country, it's pretty incredible how low it's dipped. And let's face it, it's one of those things where, yeah, we get excited about it because you're driving, you need to get from point A, B, and C, and I'll put myself in that category. I am happy when the price of gasoline is not quite as high. Yeah, I mean, it's true. This is one that I got the other day from Jake, and he said, boy, vaping, I heard you talk about teens and vaping, and now there's such a clampdown on vaping and what it does to the lungs, especially for young people. So it's under fire. The lung illnesses are certainly peaking the radar of so many. Do you think that vaping eventually is something that the CDC and the FDA and other health agencies really, really go after? Well, I think they're tracking it to see what's triggered some of the lung illness in young people. I mean, young, healthy 17, 18, 20 somethings. What's doing that? Is it e-cigarettes? I mean, they've been on the market for a long time. What's different about this? And the one thing about vaping for some people is it helps with the smoking cessation by adults. But here's the thing. Some is getting in, and we know that. I mean, it's not like you're not smoking anything. And pulmonologists say that they're starting to see large portions of their hospital systems are being hit with these vaping-related injuries, and it depends on the product, and you should research the product that you're taking, and if you insist on vaping, use products that are reputable, and they don't add add extra material to your vaping, because some of that is adding extra things, products in there, and that's something you have to be concerned about. You know, where are you buying it? What's in the cartridges that you're using? Doesn't that make sense? Because maybe if it's super cheap, there's some other contaminant or something else in there. So it's all about gathering the information. There's no one blanket you can put over this. It depends on where you got it. It depends on other factors related to it. But we haven't heard anything about vaping until recently with the lung problems that have popped up. I mean, there's millions of people that are out there vaping. And some adults, again, use it to quit smoking. But what is vaping? What is in your product? Marijuana oil vaping, for example, was cited in at least 21 of the cases of severe lung illness. That changes the game, doesn't it? I mean, there was a guy in Wisconsin that had so much trouble breathing after he vaped nicotine and the THC oil that they put him into a medically induced coma and hooked him up to a ventilator. Now that is scary. And he rushed to the hospital, just all, it was awful. And I think it's something that, like anything else that we put into our bodies, right? Know what it is you're doing. Know what it is that you're vaping, and exercise caution, and let's see what other information comes out of this. Here's one from Mac. Mac says, I listened to you the other day, Kate. You were talking about the VA hospital and the deaths, and that just saddens me. I agree with you. For goodness sake, can we not take care of our vets and these deaths? What is the latest on that? Well, they're investigating what's happened, and one family thought it was unusual, so they it didn't make sense to them, so they exhumed the body of George Nelson Shaw. This is one of the deaths, and they wanted to see if there's any kind of foul play. They thought his death was suspicious. They didn't understand how just in a few weeks, a retired Air Force vet who had gone from bowling to hospice at the local VA medical center, he was completely fine, and then he's on the hospice. And what they determined is they ruled, they returned to the farm to tell the family what they had seen, and they said he hadn't died of natural causes. He was killed. And so that's what piqued this whole thing of a string of these suspicious deaths, and they're still looking into it today because there's more homicides. And boy, that family, that was a smart move on their part. Let's see what it ultimately yields. All right, stay with us. We're going to the Author's Corner next as we talk with Rolf Harms.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is pounding the northern Bahamas with wind gusts of up to 220 miles per hour. Joy Gibberlew of the Ministry of Tourism says the Category 5 storm is devastating.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane, and so the fact that it is anticipated to be 24 hours in the Abacos and as long a time in Grand Bahama. We're hoping that Abaco, certainly we can get out and about.
It's the most powerful Atlantic hurricane on record. President Trump is tracking Dorian.
It's one of the largest we've ever seen. Its effects will be felt hundreds of miles or more from the eye of the storm and long before it potentially makes landfall.
Forecasters now predict it will veer northeastward after passing the Bahamas and head up the eastern seaboard. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Boy, what a pleasure it is to be joined by Rolf Harms. I had such a great conversation with him off the air, and I can't wait to introduce all of you to him here on this version of Author's Corner. He's written a book called Who Am I? Rolf, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, it is my pleasure entirely, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
Let's talk about your journey, because I think that we'll jump right into it. It's so fascinating. Picture this, everybody who is with us. You come on a boat and you see that glorious Statue of Liberty and realize, wow, this has been quite an adventure. And we're going to dive in that direction. That's part of what you talk about in the book. What was that moment like for you?
Absolutely incredible, Kate. I was 15 years old. To just set the stage, I was 15 years old. My very first trip on my own, away from home. And I was a member of the German passenger/cargo vessel. And here I come to New York for the first time in my life, and I was just blown away. I was absolutely blown away.
And you take us to that point in the journey, and you grew up in Germany, and you mentioned a story to me that just sent chills up my spine, that your mother actually really came face-to-face with Hitler.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I did explain it in the book, in one of the chapters. She actually was rounded up, along with many other people, as presumably was customary at the time, whenever Hitler came to a city, and we lived near Hamburg at the time, whenever he came to a city and wanted to make speeches, the local people were being rounded up and to attend his rallies, as it were, and she found herself standing immediately right up front in front of Hitler as he was speaking. And the way she described it to me, it was like a rabbit sitting in front of a snake, because she was totally spellbound. She couldn't move. She was shaking in fear. And the way she described it afterwards, she said it was just like... just like in the presence of pure evil.
Wow.
And,
wow.
That's obviously made a very lasting impression on the rest of her life.
Boy, no kidding. And we're speaking with Rolf Harms. The name of his book is Who Am I? You can pick it up on Amazon and wherever great books are sold. So now you're in America, and what was it like for you, that journey to become eventually a U.S. citizen?
Well, it was kind of a roundabout way of getting there, because the very first time I arrived, as I said, I was 15, and then after that I spent 4 years at sea, and then as I was barely 19, I actually jumped ship in the U.S., so I ended up becoming an illegal alien in the U.S.,
and that had to be scary, because you were probably frightened that you were going to be found out.
I was indeed. The way I describe it in the book is I was hiding out in plain sight in Brooklyn, New York. I didn't speak English yet at the time, and of course it was an awesome experience to be here in this country. And to actually, live my dream, as it were. But there was a fly in the ointment, as it were, because I'm not a person that was brought up to not obey the law.
Right.
And I actually visualized myself, being looked for by the authorities, and but of course, I was just a drop in the bucket, as it were. But still, I felt I was being constantly looked for. So I was walking around New York City, and I didn't feel well about being an illegal alien. And I had to do something about that.
Mm.
So eventually, I came clean, as it were, and I went to the immigration authorities, and I was immediately arrested. But after about a day in the office at the immigration services, they extensively interviewed me in German, of course, and. The interviewer eventually decided that I was not much of a flight risk, as it were. So she did allow me to stay on my own cognizance, as it were, and pursue my paperwork to become a legal alien.
Why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to put all this, all my journeys, what happened, I'm going to put this book together? What made you do that?
Well, I suppose the primary reason was that I was encouraged by friends and family to write my story. We all sort of exchange information about ourselves whenever we meet anyone, and I constantly was reminded by others that you know, your story is so different from others, so why don't you write a book? So I did.
I love that. Yeah, write the book, and that's good. You followed through. You did it. And in the book, you know, there's great times. There's things that happened to you, how you survived, how you thrived. What do you really hope people take away from reading your book, Rolf?
Well, to be honest, I don't have any delusions of grandeur or anything like that, but I do believe that if I could give advice to anyone, it would be that we are responsible for our own actions and that we should not be a burden on society. So my advice to anyone would be to do that which is correct. We shouldn't expect a free handout. We need to earn our keep. And if you do, you will feel a pride in yourself that you can never achieve simply by looking for someone else to do things for you, as it were. We shouldn't become one of those who walk around with an attitude of entitlement just for being there, as it were. And sadly, you know, there's a lot of people like that.
Boy, I so agree with that. And again, we're speaking with Rolf Harms, and the book is called Who Am I? Do you have a favorite memory? If you had to pick out a favorite memory, whether it was making the transition from Germany, doing it again, coming to the United States, what's your favorite memory? I know that's tough.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, Kate, because, you know, my entire book is filled with stories about many, many different things that I've done in my life. And it's hard to really decide what would be a favorite per se, but I guess starting with coming to the U.S. as a teenager, you know, you're very, very impressionable, and not speaking the language, walking around the city, seeing the skyscrapers for the first time in my life. Those are very, very impressionable stories of my very early youth. Then once I became an illegal alien and I went to the immigration services, I then got a job after I did a stint in the military as well. And after that, I started a career at American Express. And there are a number of chapters in my book about that career, as it were. I started out at a very junior clerical level and ended up in a VP position. And I had incredible opportunities with American Express to travel the world again, as it were, mm-hmm. and to do things that probably no one ever in their life has had an opportunity to do. For example, I was very active in the fraud prevention field of the company, and I became somewhat of an expert in that area, and I had an opportunity to travel to the Soviet Union when they were still a communist country, and actually give seminars to the KGB on fraud prevention.
Wow! Wow!
And to me, that was an incredible opportunity and an experience in and of itself. That particular chapter in the book is quite interesting.
Boy, yes, absolutely. The whole book is interesting, so we don't want to give it away. Pick it up. You will be mesmerized by this. It's a great read. Rolf Harms, Who Am I? Pick it up again, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for sharing slices of your life. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kate, and I'm very, very grateful to have the opportunity to be on the air with you, and I wish God may bless you abundantly.
We'll be right back. shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So neat that we get to do these back-to-back Author's Corner interviews, and this time around, and she is in our virtual green room. Just think of what is in this green room. We set it up nicely for her. Bev Forrest joins us. She's written a book called The Royal Interview. Hey, Beverly, thanks so much for jumping on.
Oh, you bet, Kate. It's good to join you.
All right, so let's talk about The Royal Interview, because, you know, if you just looked at the title of books, and when we look at titles of books, they don't, you know, your imagination runs wild, and you start to think, oh, what's The Royal Interview about? And I love that title. So give us a kind of a sketch of what the book is about.
Okay, you bet. First, I want to say that the book was birthed out of a pain that we had experienced in a church setting where best friends and mentors in a Christian business mishandled money, i.e., embezzled money. So it was with that in mind that I wanted to write to people that had been hurt in the church. So I was using a fictional story, which is to give an allegory, a spiritual truth, using an unbelieving reporter asked to interview His Majesty, as in Jesus. And she was surprised to discover that the kingdom subjects are all animals. But this church, His church, the thing that has hurt my heart is that His church is full of discord. unity that Jesus desires for his church existing in the church. So each chapter addresses a problem that has been unaddressed by the church.
Oh, and it's so powerful, Bev, because, you know, people, when they get hurt in that way, so many times they can't forgive. They leave the church.
Exactly.
They leave religion altogether, or they go in a completely different direction. So that means you were bigger than that. You found a way to heal, right?
I certainly did. Thanks to His Majesty, who led me on a journey of realizing that in conflict, there are two sides to every conflict, and I had a part to play, so I got to work out my part when it came to this scenario that we had gone through.
So how did you do that? There's so many people, I'm sure, that have sadly gone through this because
exactly.
We're people, and churches are communities, and I think people forget that. So how did you do that? How did you bring yourself to that point? And once you did, what did that feel like?
Okay, well, first of all, it had to do with bowing before His Majesty. And I basically remember the day that I said, Jesus, here's the thing. I don't want to forgive, and I can't forgive. And it's as if He said, well, I can in you. Are you willing to walk the path with me? And so it is birthed out of an intimacy with Jesus, which is what He came to establish with His people, that I came to realize that forgiveness is a work of divinity. And it was so great when I got to that point and I said, well, okay, then I can say I want to forgive. And Jesus said, in essence, I can go as far back as you need to go in the want to's to meet you there. And what does it feel like? Oh, my goodness, it was just freeing. When I came to the place of forgiveness and realized that I had a part in it, too, it's like all of the evidence that we had kept to demonstrate mishandling of funds, we burned. We burned it all. There was no further need to look at any of it.
Wow. So, since you did that, as you said, the freeing feeling, and then you talk about it in the way you present it in the book, The Royal Interview, it just lifted you up, right?
Oh, exactly. And the book was part of the healing process, too.
Because
the book is written by an unbelieving reporter who says, okay, well, I'm going to be inscrutably honest. And His Majesty, who can read our thoughts, says, I don't want you to be anything less, my little reporter. And so she is honest. And the first part of the book is all about what she sees in the church and how it has hurt people. And then the second part of the book is about he takes her on an inner view of herself, a personal inner view, and she realizes what her part is in it. And so she realizes that even though this persona that stole from her, whose name is Jacob, the twister, she realizes that she too is Jacob. And
wow.
So, I know. And so, so she is able to go back to him and confess to her part in things and, ask him for forgiveness. And it allows this Jacob character the potential to come back to His Majesty.
Man, oh man. When you told your friends and the people around you about the idea and then doing the book, what did they say to you?
Oh, they said, go for it.
I love it.
I
yes.
know. Yep. And Kate, I see this as useful for individuals, for churches, for Bible studies, for church leadership, for parents to read to children and discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways in which it's relevant.
So it's, and the royal interview does teach us one thing right off the bat, even before you dive into the book, with every great thing that you've said here, is it's not all or nothing. People aren't perfect, right?
Exactly. I mean, church is full of a group of sinners, not saints.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of it, and that's part of the lesson that you definitely learned. So you feel good about the book, and people certainly can pick up the book, The Royal Interview, on Amazon.com. And that's, I love that you said individuals or even church leadership, etc. And you see this because churches are in crisis right now, aren't they?
Exactly. And this is what breaks my heart. And it breaks the heart of His Majesty as well. As He says, that one thing satisfies your soul, and that's the one who created your soul.
Yeah, and you know, since I knew we were having this conversation, and this is such a powerful story, I just read this story that church membership is down 70% from 70% in 1999. So something has really happened. It's really declined, and some of that is the people stuff that you've talked about.
Exactly. It's because people do not know how to deal with conflict. And that's why my husband and I have graduated into to getting certified with Christian Conciliation. It's a peacemaker ministry, and we go to churches in conflict and people in conflict and try to help them to learn what we've learned.
What a wonderful, wonderful thing. And again, the book is called The Royal Interview. Bev Forrest, she's the author. Maybe this is an obvious question, but I'm curious. After writing the book, and especially the way you weaved it in, do you have a favorite character?
Yes, it would be Jenny, the interviewer, because she has doubts. Grave doubts when she starts out about Jesus and this kingdom of His. And she comes to fall in love with Him as opposed to the kingdom's subjects. She realizes that there's a huge difference between the two.
Wow. So Jenny is the one that ultimately has to see a little bit differently.
Exactly. And she's excited in the second half of the book. She returns to His kingdom as a kingdom subject.
Ah, I like that. I like the twist. And writing it must have been really interesting in pulling that all together. I love how you've done this. And again, pick up the book on Amazon, The Royal Interview, Bev Forrest. Thanks so much for sharing your book with us and your story.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you that I got to do this.
Yeah, thank you. And you have a good one, Bev. And thanks to everybody for listening to this show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.